You're listening to the Law of Attraction Radio Network.
In the fall of 2013, Gary Temple Bodley began channeling a group of non-physical teachers known as Joshua. Soon thereafter, Joshua asked Gary to start writing. They have since produced 4 books and answered hundreds of questions in written form. In the spring of 2016, on the Law of Attraction cruise, Gary underwent hypnosis and Joshua spoke through him for the first time. Since that time, Gary has been practicing channeling Joshua verbally in live weekly calls with one-on-one students. These Joshua calls are now available to those of you joining us on the Leading Edge of Thought. This is the expansion of the Law of Attraction. This is Joshua Live. We're thrilled you're here.
Hi, everyone. Welcome to Joshua Live. I'm Gary Temple Bodley. Today's episode is all about the joy of children. Do you remember that time in your life when you were a kid and you had fun and all you really wanted to do was play? Well, that feeling is in essence who you truly are. And as we've grown into adults, we've lost a lot of that. We take things too seriously. But if we can recapture that joy of childhood, well, then we move into that vibration of love and we take things less seriously and we consider having fun more as more important. And we do the things we're inspired to do in the moment. And so in this episode, Joshua talks all about that feeling of being childlike. Before we get started, I'd like to remind you that we have an upcoming alignment course starting August 30th. This is a 4-week course. It's $297. It's fully guaranteed. If for any reason you don't enjoy the course, you get your money back. So there's nothing to lose. This alignment course is intensive and it has daily spiritual practice, meditations. You have 4 different calls during the week, 2 Joshua Live calls, a coaching call, and a limiting belief workshop every week. So there's 16 calls altogether. You'll have a partner that does it with you. There are assignments and plots every day, plus filling out manifestation event forms. So there's a lot to it. And then you can take this course over and over again as long as you like for free. This is all part of the Ascension experience, and this is the first course alignment, which sets everything up. Those people who have taken the alignment course have noticed incredible shifts in their life, and their perception of reality is really changed from one being resistant to being the allower of everything. When you start allowing things to happen, as they naturally will, including manifestation events, well, it makes life so much more easy and enjoyable and childlike. So I can send you the information, or you can go to the website at theteachingsofjoshua.com, read about it for yourself. But I would really love you to consider this because it's actually such an amazing thing. There's been over 100 people who have gone through the course already, and I've seen shifts in everyone's life, and everyone has had so much wonderful things to say about it. There's a whole list of testimonials you can read to what other people got out of the Ascension experience in the first alignment course. Also, I'd like to remind you to subscribe to this podcast. There are thousands, if not hundreds of thousands of you listening to this all the time, but there's hardly any subscribers. So the subscribing part of it helps us get into the ranks of different countries of podcasts and helps other people find it. So that would really help us a lot if you could do that. And of course, like it and review it and leave a comment and all that great stuff. So I really appreciate all of you who have subscribed and leave comments. It's fantastic. So without any further ado, let's get going. We are thrilled to be here.
We're thrilled to be here. Welcome.
Hey, Joshua.
We want to talk to you today about how it feels to be a child. As you enter physical reality, you are fully immersed in who you truly are. There is no limiting beliefs that you have attained while being here. You have this sense that you are being taken care of either by your parents or by source of self. It all sort of blends in together. You know that you'll be fed. You'll be fed when you need to be fed. You'll know that you'll sleep whenever you need to sleep, that you can breathe whenever you need to breathe, and that there's food and water, and you'll be taken care of in any every sense of the word. And then along your way, as a child, you adopt some beliefs here and there. You're told that you're wrong. You're told to behave. You're taught certain things. You're given a history of the planet. And you sort of adopt these beliefs along the way that you knew you would coming in. And so as you get into your teenage years, you become a little grumpier and a little ornerier, and then you emerge from that with this sense of where am I in this world and what is exciting to me? And then you go off and have your discovery, and that discovery leads you to wherever it leads you in this life. And a lot of you, all of you, have been led to this information. So you have done everything perfectly to be here now, yet you tend to take things a bit too seriously. And if you can remember what your life was like when you were a child, how easygoing you were and playful, and you were always looking for something fun to do, and you got very excited about certain things that you enjoyed. And of course, you pushed past fear here and there, and you were comforted by your parents and encouraged to do new things. And so you tried new things here and there. And you have this sense of a child being curious and being alert and having as much fun as you can without taking too much seriously. Of course, you took something seriously, but in amongst all that, as a child, you were quite playful. And a lot of you are now tuning into that playfulness, which is actually the vibration of Source itself. There is no difference between the vibration of fun and the vibration of love and the vibration of curiosity. It's all high vibrational frequencies. If you can tap more into those high vibrational frequencies now, you can have more fun and joy in your life now. And what this life is all about is the fun and joy of it. You intended primarily to come to this experience and expand in joy, not in suffering. And so when you take anything serious, you're just activating a limiting belief, and you're thinking something is important, and you think it means something, and you're tying some importance or some relevance to that thing that you're facing in your reality. Well, nothing serious is going on here. Absolutely nothing. There is nothing serious. This is just a game. It's just a fun. It's just an experience. It's an expansive experience, and it can be expansive in joy or expansive in fear. Either way, it's nothing more than that. And as you move along your life and have these expansive experiences, you are either choosing a limited perspective or a higher perspective. The higher perspective will always be that this is fun, that this is exciting, that it's exhilarating, that there's something new here. There's something to discover in every experience. The limited perspective tells you that something important is happening or something serious is going on. And that is never true, because that's simply fear being projected or fear being manifested in your reality. Now, the fear is part of physical reality. This is a given. Yet that fear is simply an illusion. We really want to point out to you that all of your fears are irrational. All of your fears are built upon illusions that are not true. All of your fears are stemming from limiting beliefs that do not have enough information. And as you go through these experiences, face these fears, find out that they're meaningless and illusory, then you can regain or reaffirm that joy that you once had in life. And all of you had an experience of life at some point that was full of joy and fun and ease and excitement and exhilaration. And if you can tap into that now, well, you will move effortlessly and easily along your journey of self-discovery. The way to set this all up is to feel as good as you can in the moment. The feeling of this reality is the thing that will let you know how you are viewing or how you are perceiving your reality. If you are perceiving everything in joy and love, then you're seeing the truth of it. If you're perceiving anything in doubt or fear or taking something too seriously, you have some illusion that's coming in and activating a limiting belief that's causing you to feel fear. Now, this fear that you are feeling is simply an indication that you are choosing a limited perspective. That's all it is. It's nothing more than that. So in the moment of any discomfort or any feeling of dissatisfaction or fear of any kind, it's simply because you are choosing to see it as important. If you could realize it's not important, there is no importance to anything, there is no meaning in anything other than what you give it, well, then you can go with the flow of this thing and see what information is involved in whatever the event or the experience is. The information that's in this experience is always for your benefit. Because you have limiting beliefs, those limiting beliefs are like donuts with holes in them, and the holes are the missing information. The experience is always to provide the relevant information. And as you move through these experiences and gain more information, you'll gain clarity and confidence. those limiting beliefs will be transformed into empowering beliefs every single time. There are no limiting beliefs that cannot be transmuted into empowering beliefs. All of them can be. It's just how you are choosing to perceive anything in the moment that causes you to feel discomfort. But if that limiting belief was not there, or if it was not intense, you would not feel the discomfort. Therefore, every single belief that causes fear is based in this belief that does not have enough information. Where do you get this information? There is only one source of information. The same source of information that was available to you as a child. All of this information is contained within. If you will simply listen to that inner voice and not doubt it, not doubt it for one second, all of the information that you need to travel your unique journey of self-discovery, all the information you will ever need is contained within you. It is flowing within you, but it does not flow when you are taking things seriously. It does not flow when you are being in a bad mood, when you are honoring. It does not flow when you are perceiving yourself as a victim, when you are perceiving that things can happen to you. It can only flow in alignment. In alignment, all the information that you need flows to you. As you move through experiences, you will unlock innate talents and attributes that you chose prior to your birth. You see, you are the creator of your reality. You set every single thing up perfectly to experience life in a way that will give you the information that was missing. In this time of awakening, in this current era, there is a lot of things going on. There are more things going on outside of you that seem to cause you to feel fear. The politics, the environment, the climate, the viruses, whatever it is, those things outside of you do not affect you unless you take them seriously. If you take them with a grain of salt, saying this is there for people's explorations, however they choose to explore it, and however they choose to explore it is perfect for them, but it need not apply to me unless I need the experience. So if the experience comes, it must be for me. If I can go into each and every experience lightheartedly as a child would, then I will move through those experiences without suffering. In fact, I will move through those experiences in joy as I intended prior to my birth, because I know I set this all up. I know that I have everything I need to deal with or handle or take charge of every single situation. If I take charge of a situation based in fear, well, then I will receive urges to change that situation. But if that situation is for me, then why would I change it? In fact, what I would do is I would consider that experience as perfect, or that event as perfect. Now, coming into or facing an event that initially you see as imperfect or flawed or should not be in your reality, you are in resistance to that event. And it is much harder to gain the information out of that event when you are resisting it in any way. So what we say is, realize that you set up that event, that you created that event, just as you've created every single other aspect of your life. You see, you've created the perfect life for you to get the information that you're missing. The information is contained in the events that are coming to you. If you can see this, then you will glean the information. But if you resist it, if you call it wrong, you will not get the information that you are required to receive. And so the event has to happen over and over and over again, becoming stronger and more obvious in your reality so that you will receive this information. Imagine, as we said in a little parable before in our email to some of you on your journey of self-discovery, that you very much wanted to learn how to swim. And so you looked at the pool and you were really wanting to get into that pool and you were really wanting to learn how to swim, but you had fear of the water because you had not swum before. And so you may have heard that other people have drowned and that your parents warned you about going into the pool, but yet you see all these people swimming in the pool and it looks like a lot of fun. So you want to swim. So now you have two choices. You can push past the fear and you can go easily and effortlessly down the steps to the shallow end, paddle around down there, take your time, and eventually learn to swim. Or you can resist it. You can call it bad and you can get knocked into the pool. And would you prefer to get knocked in the pool while you still will learn to swim, but it will be what you might call traumatic? Or you might blame the person who pushed you in the pool, or the temperature of the pool might be too shocking for you. Or would you rather push past the fear and walk down those steps with each step being easy and safe along the way? And this is true of anything that you fear. Anything that you fear that is innately part of your journey, you must overcome. Because if you don't push past that fear, push past the fear of being authentic, push past the fear of expressing yourself in love as you intended, push past the fear of seeing yourself as worthy and all the things that come with that. If you do not do that, because that will give you the information that you require in this lifetime, if you do not do that, then an event will come along and push you into the pool. And with that, we'd like to talk to you about anything you'd like to talk about. Who'd like to start?
I have a question.
Excellent.
So Joshua, I was with my mother this weekend who has terminal brain cancer. It was interesting. So when I was sitting with her, and I had not seen her in 2 years, she's in her 80s. The conversation was really all just about her childhood. She's 82, and anything we talked about was almost the joy and love she had up until she was the age of 12. It almost seemed like she was searching for happy, joyful thoughts. And between the ages of the 70 years between the age of 12 and 82 didn't exist. And I was talking to the doctors, they said, oh, that's normal. That happens all the time. And it just sort of struck me as, wow, and you look at society, and obviously at a certain age, we all just have to figure out struggle and effort. But she was really, and so was the other people in the room talking about, these are 80-year-old people talking about when they were 5, 6, and 7. Is that a way that they were trying to heal themselves or go through that process, trying to find the joy?
They are coming closer to love. They are coming back to who they truly are. They're transitioning from what, from their perspective, is the heavy, dense, dark physical world into their home, which is the light, loving, ethereal world of the non-physical. And so as they transition from the physical to the non-physical, they bring with them, or they recollect, all of the light, airy, love-filled experiences. And so for some people, it is those obvious experiences in their childhood. And for others, it could be at any other time. But as you can see, those of that generation who went through what they perceived as a chaotic and fractured world had the peak experience because they were allowed to have that experience at the ages, as you said, between, we'll say, 2 and 12, or actually 0 and 12. The 0 and 2 part is the wonderment of it, the allowing the frameworks to fill in, the grid of a reality that is physical fills in between those 0 and 2 years. After that, they are free to explore wherever they want to explore. They're free to let their imaginations flow. They are feeling connected to all that is, including their family. They are being taken care of. There's nothing serious going on. And possibly in that time period, they were not told of anything serious outside of their childhood. They did not have access to the information. When they suddenly saw that the world was serious and things were taking a turn for the worse in all of the drama that played out throughout the world at that time, then they had to learn how to survive on their own. And so for those of that generation, there were so many things coming up one after the other that they had to contend with. But it was a very expansive experience for them. They, however, viewed themselves as victims. We are victims to this war. We're victims to these diseases. We're victims to this other generation that seems to be taking over. We're losing touch with all the morality of the past generations, of all the things we have to protect in order to keep ourselves safe. And so they went into adulthood rather young. The generations that are presenting themselves now have access to all the information that they choose to access. You will find that most of it is fun and enjoyable and silly and playful. From your perspective, looking at them in what they're engaged in, you might say, well, that's dangerous, or that is unnecessary, or that's a waste of time, but they are fully equipped coming in. And so they can see things from a higher perspective in a different way than your mother could have, because she was brought into a world that was seemed to be spinning out of control, that had no grounding in safety and security. And depending on where in the world she grew up, this was a different level of density. But all of that had to play out to make way for the wonderful life that you live and that your children live now. And as it moves forward, you will see that people will cling on to things that scare them, that will want to change things that scare them. They'll receive urges because they're simply in fear, and this is the way they're dealing with it. But there will be others of them who say, it does not work to control this. It does not work to take all of this stuff seriously. There is nothing I can do about it, so I'm going to opt out of it. I need not control any of it. And they will be finding this information and information from other teachers that will allow them to be more in joy and less in fear and worry and doubt. So as you can see between your mother and your children, how they are radically different in their worldview and the view of themselves. In your mother's generation, they were tend to believe that they were just a cog in the machine, that they were nothing special. In fact, they were discouraged from ever boasting about themselves or thinking of themselves in a higher perspective. Your children do not have that handicap. They come equipped understanding who they are, and some from your generation might look at them and say, well, they seem to be entitled. Well, you are all entitled. You are entitled to this free, wonderful, loving, joyful, happy experience of life. You are taking that away from yourselves by saying that you have to work and you have to pay the bills and you have to do this and that and the other thing. But this is all the remnants of your parents' generation. Your parents' generation had to control their reality in order to survive. It was life or death. Your generation had a lot more freedom. There was a lot less conflict. There was nothing really serious going on. You have amazing access to technology and abundance and freedom, and you can travel and go anywhere you want and talk to anyone you want to talk to. And you can do all these things that prior generations couldn't even imagine. So now you can see the difference between that generation, your children's generation. It's all coming to freedom, abundance, joy, and love. Now, if you look at who's more sensitive, you'll see that your parents' generation was less emotionally sensitive than your generation, and your children's generations are more emotionally sensitive on average than your generation. But there's those of you in your generation who are at that peak of emotional sensitivity. And this is what has caused you to find this information. Because the frustration and the rage and the anger and the jealousy and the envy was intolerable. The feeling of unworthiness would not go away. So you had to give that up. You had to find something else. It was like putting your hand on a hot stove. You had to birth desires that would eventually lead you here. Well, you found your way here, but you still have all these limiting beliefs about your worthiness and about what's possible for you and what you have to do and how you have to work hard in order to maintain your lifestyle and all the trinkets and stuff that you think you want. But you're really doing this for the thoughts of other people. You want this thing of outside validation. This has never really happened in any other generation before, because there was no way to get outside validation if you were born into a class system and you were stuck in that class. Well, now that you can move to any class you want to move up the class, and you do that by efforting and struggling your way to get status and prestige and all these things you think you want. Since that never works and cannot work because you are inherently equal to all that is, there is no class structure, you are still trapped in this prison of wanting to affect an outcome that will be consistent with the expectations of those who you care about. To completely drop your persona and become absolutely authentic in who you are, allowing them to have any opinion they have over you, but you simply focus on what brings you pure joy, knowing that in that pure joy, you'll be in alignment and you'll be of service to them. So isn't that an interesting thing to talk about? You believe that you're in service to them by efforting and struggling your way through life to earn a living, to provide all the things you think you want, they want. But that's not true at all. They don't want any of those things. The only thing they want, the only thing they were born to do, is to serve you in becoming authentic yourself. The only thing you were ever born to do is to serve them in their authenticity as well. Now, how do you serve someone in their authenticity? Well, you drop your fear. You drop your fear of what your children are interested in. You drop your fear of what you think is going to be the outcome of their actions. You drop your fear and judgment of all things related to all people in your life. And you adopt this new radical idea of unconditional acceptance of them all. Now, once you can accept yourself as you are, you'll be able to accept everyone else as they are. However, no one else will accept you as you are until you accept yourself as you are. No one will ever be able to do that because that's not the agreement they made. The agreement they made was to be a reflection to your beliefs about yourself. If you believe yourself to be unworthy of their love and affection, then you will have to effort and struggle your way to earn it, you see. And so you do all this work and all these things, all the things you don't want to do in order to earn their love and respect and admiration and acceptance of you. And when they can't give it to you because you're being inauthentic, they don't know who you are. They aren't let in yet because you haven't chosen to be authentic. You blame them for not appreciating you. And you say, why aren't you appreciating all that I do for you? And the fact is, they cannot. It's not possible because it would break their agreement with you. They can only be the reflection of how much you accept yourself. Now, your children have a higher emotional response. They cannot need your acceptance because they know that if they try to gain your acceptance by being inauthentic, it will be so painful when you do not accept them. And so they lie and hide out who they are, and they try not to involve you in their life, because when they do involve you in their life, you will rush to judgment, act on an urge, and offer some advice that from their perspective is a damnation of the life they've chosen. From your perspective, you might say, this is encouragement. I'm only doing what I see as best. I don't want them to go through all the pains that I went through. I'm trying to save them a little time and effort. But your words cannot teach them. Only their experience teaches. So when you let up the reins of control over them, you are really releasing your need for control yourself, and you're pushing past your fear. Well, certainly it is fearful to see your child going through a manifestation event, even if you think you know how it's going to turn out. And so you try to smooth it out for them. And every time you smooth it out for them, you just delay the process, and they don't appreciate you for it because you're not doing anything for them. You're only doing it for yourself. Now, we realize that you started this question about something completely different, and we came back to something that is more meaningful in your life. How your parents related to you was completely different than how you relate to your children. Can you see the difference between the generations?
Oh, absolutely.
They had to keep an iron fist over you because they couldn't achieve what was possible for you to achieve. And so they lived their entire lives trying to set up a foundation for your achievement. And so if you disappointed them, they were horrified by it. You see? If your children disappoint you, well, it's a different thing altogether. It's a lot less of a manifestation event for you. Because it's all been set up not by them for you, but by you for all of them and them for you as well. Your children set up this as much as your parents did. Your parents are one reflection. And as they age, you care less about that reflection. But as your children age, you care more about that reflection. You see? Now, the children are at a higher vibration. So there's something there that's drawing you into a response to them. How can they be so carefree? How can they be so careless? How can they just do everything for fun? How can they not want to get a job, not want to get a driver's license, not want to buy a car, not want to do all these things that you would have wanted to do at their age? And this is because they're living in a completely different reality than you're living in. They're living in a more light, loving, accepting reality. You're living in a little bit of a deeper, darker reality compared to them. Compared to those in your generation, all of you are living in a much freer reality than your friends and associates. And you're living in a much freer reality than your parents. So as your parents aged, they adopted limiting beliefs and thought those beliefs were true, were facts. They never once considered addressing the limitations implied by those beliefs. Most of the people in your generation do the same thing. While they are more optimistic and they are more open to abundance and to freedom than the generation before, they're still not challenging their limiting beliefs. Your children, however, are challenging all of your limiting beliefs. Why is this person treated differently than me? Why am I treated differently than them? That makes no sense. Why do I have to do this thing that society says is right? That makes no sense. Why don't I live my dream? I'm fully capable of living that dream, even though it doesn't resonate with my parents' approval rating. And the generation after that will be even lighter and lighter and lighter, you see? And we're flowing in, all of us, you in the physical, we in the non-physical, are flowing into a lighter physical reality. We are here amongst you. We are here within you. We are here on your journey with every step. And we are guiding you to this light. And if you can look at the generation above you, before you, those in your generation, those in your children's generation, and those new ones that will come after that, you can see how this is all moving towards lightness, towards more fun, more freedom. And so the day will come where you turn 82 and you look back on your life and you'll say, sure, that time between 2 and 25 was wonderful. And then they'll come in, they'll say that time between 2 and 35 was wonderful. And then those will come eventually a day when they'll say, every single moment of my life was pure joy. And that's where you're all heading. Now, you can make great strides to that now if you understand who you truly are. You created this life. You are creating this life. No one else can create your life. And you create it in a fun, easy, satisfying, and light fashion, or you create it in a serious fashion. And when you're ready to return to the non-physical, you'll have all the brilliant, fond memories of every time in your life that was full of joy. That could have been when you were 12. It could have been when you were 5. It could have been when you were 25. It could have been when you were 75. Add more joy into your life right now, and you will build on that joy to greater joy. In this lifetime, in the next lifetime and the lifetime after that. And it will keep expanding. The work that you're doing now builds upon the lives that are coming in the future. If you can come to understand, not just intellectually, but viscerally, that you are the source creator of your reality, entire reality, including every object, every structure, every system, and every single relationship in your reality, then you can dive in authentically and lean in to each and every one of those relationships.
Wow. That was awesome. Thank you so much.
Excellent. Who's next?
Hi, Joshua. I have a question.
Yes, Reshna.
So first of all, that question by Jerry was really wonderful, and your answer was amazing. And I also really want to ask my question, even though after what just transpired, I feel really silly asking this. It's but I'll push through my fear and ask my silly question. I'm trying to sell my furniture in my house. It's used furniture, and it's been a year and a half since I've been trying to dispose of it. I tried to sell it for cheap. I tried to sell it for an expensive price. I tried to give it away for free. I told people about it. I've posted it on 3 different websites, but this 3-piece desk set that's in the office room just won't go away. And I have processed some beliefs about it. Like, for example, it's custom made by my parents, so I shouldn't, but I've gotten over that. And it was really expensive. Why am I giving it away for free or cheap? I got over that. Then I said, okay, it's heavy furniture. Nobody buys heavy furniture. I processed that. And now I don't know what else is blocking my ability to get this stuff out of the room.
You're blocking every single thing you want because you're perceiving some importance in this thing. You're attached to it in some way. You are having a limiting belief about anything that exists in your reality that no longer serves you. And this could be a friend, a job, a car, a piece of furniture, a house, a community in which you live. You are attached to these things because you've given them meaning. If you hadn't given anything meaning, everything would flow in and out of your life effortlessly and easily. If you say, I'm a bad daughter because I want to get rid of my parents' handmade furniture that they gave me as a gift in love, then you cannot release it, you see. Now, if it no longer serves you, then it will go away. So it is serving you in some way. So it's serving you by your choosing or your discovering limiting beliefs in this process. Now, there's lots of limiting beliefs in there. One is, it's expensive and I should get a certain amount of money. It was a gift and I feel wrong for giving it away. It is perfectly fine where it is. Why do I need something else? See, all these things, whatever they are beliefs that don't have enough information. If you were able to release the idea that it's a gift from my parents to me, which means they love me, and if I give it away, they might be upset and it might mean I'm an ungrateful daughter. If you could release that limiting belief, then not only would that piece of furniture be able to transition out of your reality, but you would allow in all these new things that come from this understanding of yourself without obligation to anyone else. With the obligation to your family, you must be inauthentic because you do not want to lose their love. You perceive that they love this version of you because you are a good daughter. And if you were to become who you truly are in the authentic version of you, you might lose their love. So this fear of loss then is the hole in your belief system. And the only way you can get the information is to do certain things that will test whether or not they truly love you.
I thought I processed that belief because it did come to my mind and I said, no, I can do this. It's my right. I felt freed from that belief.
Excellent. So we'll say, just as a matter of fact, if it's still in your reality, then you haven't processed that belief to the extent, because you could easily chop it up and make firewood with it at any time, you see? So there has to be an elegant way that it leaves your reality for you to be okay with how your parents might perceive it leaving. The chopping it up and making firewood out of it would be seen as disrespectful from your perspective as you project thoughts into your parents' mind. What would they say? Oh, I could never tell them. I'd have to keep it a secret, you see? So there's some of that in that vibration that we see, obviously, and it would be in everyone else's vibration. And we're not saying that you have to process all these limiting beliefs instantly. All we're doing is pointing out the fact that for you to be who you truly are, you'll have to fill in the information. This missing information is your perception that your parents love you because you are a certain way. You have a certain behavior, you look a certain way, you act a certain way, you're intelligent, you're funny, you're married, all these things. You think all these things add up to a culmination of a persona which they will accept and love. The opposite of this is true. They're there to create this relationship where you have this feeling that they accept you because of who your persona is, what you've created in this false persona. You have this perception that they currently accept and love the inauthentic version of you. To move to the authentic version of you would be to test their love. To become more authentic with each step is to push past a little fear, a little fear, a little fear. Now, you will notice that as your parents get older, it'll be easier for you to become more authentic because you will start taking more care of them or doing things for them or whatever. You will not value their opinion as much. But if you can become more authentic now, you will notice that while they're at the age they are now, they will start to accept you. Why is this? Because you're starting to accept yourself. So you can take that furniture right now and put it on the street and someone will pick it up, you see. Mm-hmm. It will happen. But how will you feel about that? How will you feel about taking it all outside and putting it on the curb today? Tell us how you would feel.
Well, up till this moment of the conversation, I would have felt bad. But now I'm feeling encouraged and confident to just put it out there and get it over with.
Great. But let's imagine what negative feelings or negative emotions would occur to you.
I would feel like I have thrown away as if it's a piece of garbage, something that is not garbage.
You would have created a meaning that's different than your current meaning. So you've created a meaning of this furniture. It's valuable. It's maybe an heirloom. It was a gift that has meaning. So you created that meaning. You take it to the street and you create a new meaning, you see. Now, the first meaning that you give it gives you the feeling of love. They did this for me. But yet it really serves no purpose as furniture in your house. It's that purpose is gone, but the meaning that you've attached to it is still there. Now, in their minds, they may have even forgotten about this thing. They may have picked it up from somewhere else, or they may have said something about it that's not true that you believe is true, you see? You have given them the meaning. Not only are you projecting meaning onto this piece, but you're projecting meaning into their minds and then reflecting it back to you in your thought patterns, in your thought cycles, you see? It's this thought going, what will they think? Going back to you'll think something they think that's coming back to you. And that enforces this fear of throwing it away or selling it cheaply or whatever it is. So you take it out to the street and now you attach meaning saying, this is disrespectful. This is not trash. What am I doing? All these doubts and fears, you see. And so that makes you uncomfortable. So you have two choices here. Every time you walk into that room and you see this furniture, you say, why is it here? Can't I just get rid of it? Or you take it on the street and you say, I can't believe I just threw it out and treat it like trash. Or you could change all of that and give it meaning on the street. Someone somewhere is going to find this furniture. They're going to redo it. They're going to maybe sell it, or they're going to keep it in their house, and they're going to cherish it. And they're going to pass it down to their children and their children and their children. And then some future generation is going to be stuck with the same learning tool that I was stuck with. And they'll get the same manifestation event that I got. And they'll get to understand their limiting beliefs just like I'm understanding my limiting beliefs now. And so won't that be a wonderful gift for everyone involved? Wouldn't that bring more joy than trying to sell it or burn it or whatever? This is the idea that I can resonate with now and feel good about. Now that you can do that with the furniture, you can do that with a relationship, you can do it with everything you want, or you can criticize yourself for not being happy with the furniture and just leave it there the rest of your life or wait till they die. Or you can criticize yourself for throwing it away, or you can criticize yourself for any number of things. Now, if you criticize yourself for any of these things, that's going to be more fear. You're going to receive more urges to change the conditions. You're going to encourage more self-doubt. You're going to explore the inauthentic version of you a little longer. Or you can change all that and set everything up for your alignment so that if you can do this, you can do everything. And this is just one more step closer to your authenticity, which is what you truly want.
Thank you so much.
Who's next?
Hey, Joshua, it's Melinda.
Hi, Melinda.
Hey, so earlier at the beginning of the call, you talked about the joy and the happiness of being a kid and how if you don't really kind of focus on the joy, how you can get kicked into the pool. I totally was kicked into the pool this week. So I had an interesting conversation with myself this morning, and I was like, no, you have to get back in alignment. You have to allow yourself back in. And, you know, the struggle was real, witnessing just everything go wrong and feeling out of control and feeling totally disconnected. So I feel like I'm on the right path, but I think it's really interesting that you brought it up this morning.
Excellent. So is this question about how you can get involved in a manifestation event, get knocked out of alignment, knocked into the pool, and then the difficulty in getting back into alignment?
I think so, yeah.
So if you had a choice, would you prefer to wallow in the consciousness of fear and receive urges to change the conditions and to act on some of those urges and to explore the inauthentic version of you for a couple days or a week or a month or a year or a lifetime? Or would you like to instantly get back into alignment?
Part of me wants to just instantly get back in. I know.
Why wouldn't all of you want to instantly get back in?
Yeah. I know it's not learning, but I don't want to be out.
Okay. So then you say that you're learning something by not being in alignment.
Yeah.
And so that you say, I should dwell on this and pull it up and think of different things I could have done and how things should have been different. And we say that's not really learning. The learning can only come when you get back into alignment, because all you're doing here is consuming yourself with thoughts of fear and urges to change the conditions or control the conditions. And you're wishing things were different, and you're perceiving your reality as if you're the victim rather than the creator. So you set up this event. This event was for your benefit. It showed you something or will show you something, but you can't see it when you're out of alignment. when you're out of alignment, it seems like it was wrong and bad. But you know for sure that in a few days, in a few weeks, in a few years, you'll look back at this experience and you'll be able to see it from the higher perspective. Now, think of an experience that happened 20 years ago that was a manifestation event that you thought was wrong, and see what you gleaned from that event that led to the life you're living now. Well, the same is true of this event. This event, from a higher perspective, whether that's a passing of time, because the time will always be a higher perspective, or instantly choosing a higher perspective. Now, if you choose a higher perspective, while you're in fear consciousness, it will seem like a lie. It will seem uncomfortable. It will seem like you're just trying to placate yourself. But in reality, it's the truth. And the truth is always going to win out. So when you look at it from the higher perspective, you say, well, maybe it happened because of this, or maybe it's showing me this, or maybe it triggered a limiting belief of this. And there's a manifestation event form that I can use. And I can go through this and do the process and prove the limiting belief is false and see that the manifestation event brought me to the realization of this belief, allowed me to process it, and now I'm back into alignment.
Yeah.
Yes. You cannot get into alignment instantly. It will take a bit of time, but you are in charge of how much time that takes. In the future, as you get really good at doing the manifestation event form and processing your limiting beliefs, you'll be able to do it mentally. And it may only take a matter of minutes before you're back into alignment. Gary is seeing all the time now that some little manifestation event is triggered. He's instantly able to recognize why it was triggered, what the limiting belief is. And he's seeing deeper and deeper and deeper and deeper. And so now, things that would have shook him up before are not taking him out of alignment at all. He recognizes them when they're there, and he says, doesn't matter. I don't care. It's not a big deal. I'm abundant. I'm free. I'm the creator of this reality. This is happening for me. It's not a big deal. But when he is able to be in the moment of a manifestation event and not act on an urge to change the conditions, he knows he's showing something new to the universe. He's showing a new vibrational way of being. He's showing a radically new approach to life, a life where everyone else would agree that that was bad and that was wrong and that should never have happened, because they're still perceiving themselves and everyone else as victims, and they're trying to play it safe, and they're trying to avoid negative emotion. He doesn't need their agreement anymore. He can just see it. And even though he's urged to ask everyone else what they think about the situation, he knows what they're going to say. They're going to agree with him that it was wrong and bad, because that's what he thinks. So why even ask the question? Just realize it's a limiting belief that's been triggered. There's a hole in that limiting belief that is missing information. This event has the information. Let's pull it out of that event so this doesn't have to happen again. And I can move on to a higher, expanded, vibrational version of me that is more authentic than ever before. And in that alignment, I'm closer to joy. I'm closer to love. I'm closer to acceptance. I'm closer to freedom and abundance. I'm closer to clarity. With more clarity, I gain more confidence. With more confidence, I can push past more fear and act on more inspiration. These are the things that he tells himself in the midst of any manifestation event. While others will tell you that you have to feel your emotions, and certainly you do, once you've felt those emotions, once you've recognized that you've been taken out of alignment by some event where you're choosing a perception of a victim, we say, do whatever you can to get back into alignment and see yourself as the creator. This will unlock the flow of inspired ideas, of loving thoughts, of truth, of wisdom that's coming from within you. So imagine you go through a life getting knocked out of alignment, wallowing in the despair, thinking of yourself as a victim, seeing all these things as wrong, then spending a bit of time coming back into alignment, then getting knocked out of alignment, you're going to be creating a life that, from your perspective, manifests some of the things you want and some of the things you don't want. And it seems like you have no control and you're getting stuck because you're acting on urges to change the conditions and then acting on inspiration that will lead you forward on your journey of self-discovery and then getting knocked out of alignment and acting on urges and acting on inspiration and getting a little bit of what you want, a little bit of what you don't want. And it seems like nothing is really moving forward. So the key here is spend a little less time dwelling in the consciousness of fear and more time dwelling in the consciousness of love. Spend less action on urges to change the conditions or control anything, and much more action on inspired ideas. Think of yourself always from the higher perspective. I created this. This is for me. This has valuable information. I have a limiting belief that's stuck in my vibration that is not allowing me to move forward to manifest everything that I truly want. And that this event is a stepping stone towards everything I truly want. This event had to happen because I was unwilling to go there by myself in my own thoughts because I was afraid of the negative emotion that might arise if I was to think of something that's related to that limiting belief. So the manifestation event had to happen because you were not processing the resistance contained in limiting thoughts. Do you want to share a little bit about what this manifestation was about?
Sure. It's about our friend COVID. I organize for a living and I organized this giant event and we were all ready to go. And literally the morning of the event, we got knowledge that a key player got COVID. So I had to unorganize all of it in a matter of 4 hours. And while figuring out what the next steps are going to be, and just, I was just put in this position that I never could have anticipated being put in. So
let's start right there. Mm-hmm. You are put in a situation that without COVID, you could not have been in that situation.
Correct.
Now, was it because it was too overwhelming, too much work? People were having expectations that were unreasonable?
Yeah. And there was also, I mean, the smallest part was I just got screamed and yelled at by somebody who was really important.
Somebody who was really in fear.
Yeah. That was the thing that knocked me down. And it
you did not get screamed and yelled at. His perception of this role that you play.
Yeah.
And this, because you've set yourself up to be the person that is the only one to be able to do this work, mm-hmm. right? You've put yourself in that position, which is wonderful. Now this other person's in fear, mm-hmm. and he has no other control but to control you. He can't change any other condition but you. Mm-hmm. So he has an urge to act on his fear. Now, did this urge bring the two of you closer?
No.
What is it that he truly wants?
I think he just wanted to be considered and he felt like he wasn't.
He wants a relationship with you. Mm. He wants connection with you.
Okay.
All people want closer connections with all people. That's okay. What he truly wants. So his urge did not help that. Right. It hindered that, right? His urge did not get anything done that wasn't going to get done. His urge did not do anything that other than allow him to explore the inauthentic version of him.
Yeah.
He is not being who he truly is. Mm-hmm. For you to take it seriously, you're not being who you authentically are.
I could see that.
You think his opinion matters.
I did.
You're taking something more seriously. Now.
Yeah.
Could you have your job and not take anything seriously?
Yeah, I want to do that.
Excellent. And here's how you do it. You don't attach any value to any outcome, including other people's validation of your work. You see, you like being praised. You love being validated. And when you're not validated, when the opposite of that happens, it causes intense negative emotion because you think you're not getting what you want. That's right. The only reason. But you don't need that validation because you are a superstar. You are the only one who can do what you do. There is nobody else. No, there is no way to do what you do any better than you do it. It's impossible. But if you're seeking outside validation, then you're always going to be worried about crossing the T's and dotting the I's and making sure everything exceeds everyone else's expectations, because that's the only way you can feel safe. Because you were not validated in your youth, you see. And that didn't make you feel safe. It made you feel insecure. So all of that led up to this position where you are absolutely the one person who can put all the missing pieces together, create this puzzle, and no one else can see the puzzle but you.
Yeah.
And they say, wow, most of the time, which is how you get your juju in life. You say, wow, and you don't care what they think, because what does it matter what they think? They don't even know what's involved in any of this. They think that everything just magically appears, you see?
They really do.
They have no idea what you do, and they have no appreciation of it other than that's how it is. That's just how Melinda does it. It just comes together. And then when they get in fear, who are they going to blame? Well, they're only blaming you because you're the one who puts it all together. Now, if you didn't care about any of this stuff, then if they got upset, it wouldn't affect you. It would just slide right off of you.
In
fact, they could not ever get upset because you're efforting and struggling your way to some validation. When in alignment, you would get, okay, do this now. Okay, I'll do that now. Okay, that's a good idea. Okay, delegate it to that person. Oh, this is a new person coming in wanting to help. Okay, since I don't need validation anymore, I can let them help. Do you see? The universe is creating all this stuff. You're just letting it flow through you, or you're not. You're just exploring who you authentically are, or the inauthentic version. That's all that's happening. And sometimes everything works effortlessly. And sometimes everything is like herding cats.
Yeah.
When you're doing it yourself from your limited perspective, it's like herding cats. When you're in the flow and letting it happen and letting and not complaining about how it happens or judging how it happens, it all works out because it has to, because it's your creation. And so this manifestation event was to show you that you, Melinda, are not in charge of any of this, that the universe is, and it's just flowing ideas through you at the right time. And if it doesn't work out, then it's not supposed to work out. And if someone gets mad at you, well, they're having their manifestation event and they're using you as the thing they want to control. Makes perfect sense. But if you're having a manifestation event, well, then you got a belief with a big old hole right in the middle. And this whole event culminated in you asking this question that not only serves your highest good, but the highest good of everyone who will ever listen to this ever again.
Thank you so much.
This has been an amazing conversation with explorers beyond the leading edge of the leading edge of the leading edge, coming together as a group. Whether you're on this call now or listening to this call at a later date, you're all in this group of leading edge creators, thinking thoughts in a brand new way, not taking fear to mean anything other than an illusion. Imagine if you saw all this fear stuff as an illusion. The reality is that person who yells at you truly wants to connect to you. They can't do it because they're in fear. When you're in fear, you can't get what you truly want. And with that, we are complete.
Thank you for joining us for this episode of Joshua Live. If you have a question you would like Joshua to answer on the show, send us a message on Facebook at www.facebook.com/teachingsofjoshua. As always, remember that you are loved more than you can imagine, by more than you could ever count. We'll see you next time.